chapter number 9 and preached from these scriptures here a while back. So I'm not giving anything new, but I know the Lord spoke to my heart on this, and I'm preaching it a lot like I did before, and I reckon if you heard me once, you've heard me. Amen. And there's only so much I reckon you can say, but I really felt the Lord lay this on my heart. I came over last night and I told Brother Josh today, I said, man, it's kind of strange on a Wednesday night to preach this way and, you know, to have this on your heart. But, man, I really, really feel it. And let's really be praying for those as we turn to Mark chapter number 9. Chapter number 5. Let's really be praying for those that are battling things. And I thought about today, you know, we're real. A lot of times we expect when a man gets up from the altar, and I believe in total deliverance. I do. I know God delivered me from addiction. Amen. In one night, He did it. But I still had problems. I still had things I had to face. Amen. Once I, you know, it was good when I was around all those Christian brothers and sisters, and they was right there with me. Amen. But after I got by myself and I had to go around friends that I've known and go around family, and things got rough. And I thought there's no way that I'd just let Elizabeth go and walk down the road by herself and go visit friends or go wherever she wanted to, because she's not old enough. Amen. She needs guidance. She needs somebody there with her. Amen. And or any other of my children right now. I mean, later on in life, they might be able to do things like that, but not now. They need mom and daddy with them. And though they might not think so sometimes, amen, but they do. And I'm telling you, you know, we look at some of these folks and say, well, they laid out of church. And if they don't come, they just ain't got their mind made up. And they just don't want to serve the Lord. Man, that might be the case. They might not have a made up mind. But I want to try my best to get their mind made up. And I'll try my best not to push them down, but let's lift them up. I mean, think about it. I mean, I know I'm not trying to be hard on you. How many of us has called these young men? Neil and John. I mean, how many of us? And I'm talking to myself. I told Neil last night, I said, man, I should have been on you every day, two or three times a day, calling you. Amen. Telling you need to pray. Telling you we're praying for you. Told John today, talking to him, I said, man, your best help is the church. Amen. That's the best help you can have and get. Amen. It's God and the church. That's the best family you could ever think about. Why? Because we're believing. Amen. And God still works miracles. So let's do all we can to help others. I said, let's do all we can. Get these men and get others on your heart. Mr. Bobby, Miss Kathy. I mean, I got Miss Kathy's number. Get her number. Call her. And just let her know, hey, we do appreciate you coming to church. We appreciate you making the effort. We're praying for you. We want you to come be a part of us. We want to see you, amen, dig in, get saved. I mean, for somebody to come out of the Methodist church, come to a Holiness church, that's a big change. I said, that's a big change. You come out of the Baptist church, that's a big change. And the Baptists are a whole lot more out there than the Methodists are. I mean, they're just, the ones I went to are just right straight by the book. So let's help us tonight. Get these folks on our heart. I said, help us tonight. Get these folks on our heart. Mark chapter number 5, verse number 25. The Bible says, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. And she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the virtue had gone out of him, that power, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? He looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, amen, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And then I believe it was Luke said, she declared the truth unto them what Christ had done for her. Amen. She let everybody know that there had been a touch in her body, and things were different at that moment. I'm glad tonight that we can have that testimony. I said, I'm glad tonight that we can have that testimony. And one man said one time, talking about preaching something that you preached before, or preaching from that area, he said, if you don't ever tell them, they won't ever know. Amen. They probably can't remember what you preached the last time. And if you don't tell them, they won't ever realize it. Well, I ain't trying to, amen, get around it tonight. But I am telling you, God laid this passage of Scripture on my heart again tonight. And I really want to preach to you for what the Lord's given me. And I thought about, if I had a title, it would be, Your Answer is Passing By. Amen. Your answer is passing by. What are you going to do about it? Amen. Your answer is passing by. What are you going to do about it? Amen. You read this Mark chapter number 5. I looked at Matthew real quickly before church and Luke. And I believe in all three of these Gospels. And when they're talking about this woman with the issue of blood, it uses the same scenario, the same story, amen, basically that it does here in Mark chapter 5. Amen. The first one that we deal with is that man in the tomb of the Gadarenes. Bible said that it was full of the devil. Amen. And Jesus came and cast out those devils. Amen. And that man was clothed in his right mind. Not only that, the woman with the issue of blood. And here we also find Jairus, who later on, Jesus would go to his house. Amen. Raise his daughter from the dead. And that great miracle would be wrought. I thought about that. Amen. One was bound by demons. Amen. Think about the demons, the Bible said, that when Jesus asked the name of that man, and the devil spoke up and said, Legion, for we are many. Amen. The chains of man could not bind him. Amen. He was a castaway, put out in the tombs because everybody was afraid of him. Amen. Bound by the devil and demons in life. Amen. Now we find this woman that for 11 years, amen, the devil had no doubt had tormented her, but she was bound by disease. Amen. 11 years of infirmity. Amen. 11 years of not getting better, but rather growing worse day by day. Amen. One bound by demons. Amen. One bound by disease. And then we look at the daughter of Jairus. Amen. There she was laying on that bed. People crying. Amen. They're all upset. And here it was, Jairus had came to Jesus seeking an answer, trying to get some help. Amen. Now as he waits, the answer comes. Why troublest thou the master any, Father? Thy daughter is dead. Amen. And here we have one bound by demons, one bound by disease, and one bound by death. Amen. That's what the Bible tells us. Amen. That this little girl had passed away. But Jesus speaks to Jairus and says, be not afraid, only believe. And he goes to that house, speaks to that girl, and she rises up. Amen. And death is put asunder. I thought about that. Amen. If you really look at them, yes, they all were bound. But they were bound by different things, by demons, by disease, and by death. But yet they had one thing in common, and that was deliverance came to them. Amen. No matter what the addiction is, no matter what the devil has you bound by, amen, there's still deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'm glad tonight. I said, I'm glad tonight, amen, that I can still tell men and women with confidence, amen, if you'll just turn to Him. Amen. You don't have to get on medication. You don't have to be locked away. You don't have to go through all those things. Why? Because Jesus can deliver. He delivered me and He will deliver others. I don't know how many countless men I've talked to that said when Jesus delivered me, there was no DTs. Amen. There was no night sweats. There was, amen, no times of anguish and turmoil. I know that sometimes it ain't always like that because we don't give it all to the Lord. But I'm telling you tonight that He still saves. Amen. To the guttermost. He still saves those that are hurting and those that need deliverance. Amen. You look at this woman and her disease. Amen. The misery of this woman was great. She was dirty by all means to the public. She was an outcast by the Levitical law. Amen. That issue of blood had separated her from society. Amen. She was destitute. I talked about this a while back. Where she sat was unclean. The bed she laid on was unclean. Amen. If she went into the city, amen, they would cry unclean as it passed by. Amen. This woman, no doubt, had great misery in her heart. And can I tell you, whatever it might be, amen, you know, things can be heaped on us. Amen. Problems of life. Amen. Worldly things. Amen. Can bring us down to the point that we become miserable. Amen. Men that have millions of dollars, and you would think they have more happiness than any man. They've got the mansion. Amen. They've got the lifestyle. Stick a gun to their head. Swallow pills. And commit suicide. Why? Because they are miserable. Amen. They find no peace in their money. Amen. The answer's not getting more. Amen. The answer's not getting up in society. Amen. The devil paints a pretty picture. And we think if we can gain, or if we can look better in the eyes of others, everything's going to be all right. But can I tell you, life without God, no matter how much you got, is misery. I said it's a miserable existence. I've talked to men that backslid, and I don't know why they wouldn't come back. But you ask them, and they say, when I'm alone, I am miserable. Amen. I can't help myself. I just keep doing it time and time again. I'm telling you, there's deliverance for those who desire it. Amen. I'm talking to somebody today, and they said, you know, you just think about the moment. Amen. How it feels right then and right there. Amen. That pleasure that you get in the now. And you know what? Many men and many women have traded eternity, I said, for pleasure now. Amen. For self-gratification in this hour. That's going to pass away eventually. Amen. Moses said, I'd rather suffer affliction, amen, with God's people and the pleasures of sin for a season. Why? Because he knew it'd come to an end. Amen. Pharaoh's house ain't glamorous without God. Amen. It's miserable. Amen. Having all the riches and inheriting a kingdom ain't what it's cracked up to be if you don't have God in your life. Amen. Moses said, I'd rather be on the backside of a desert. Amen. Herding sheep. I'd rather be walking through the wilderness than to sit on the throne, amen, in Pharaoh's house without God in my life. Amen. I wish we'd get that kind of attitude tonight. Amen. Folks want to know, why am I this way? Why do I have these feelings? I tell you why. Amen. The devil's tricked you and you're miserable. Why? Because you don't have God.
Amen. She got desperate. Amen. She got desperate. Bible said she tried all she could to get more. Amen. She spent all her living, amen, on physicians. Amen. She tried all she could to get better. Amen. Every remedy she had, she no doubt tried. But the Bible said rather than getting better, she grew worse. Amen. People try everything they can. They'll turn to other denominations. Amen. They'll try to read the Bible differently and interpret it out of the context. Amen. To make it fit their lifestyle. But they remain miserable. Amen. Desperately seeking a solution. I said desperately seeking a solution. Amen. But you know what? Instead of getting better, instead of getting on the mend, she was dying day by day. The Bible said she rather grew worse. Hey, I'm going to warn you tonight. Hey, man, if you don't take care of the problem, if you don't get rid of the issue, it will take over your life. And before you know it, you will die.
Amen. Oh, a lot of folks don't realize it. I said they don't realize it. I'm talking to a man the other day.
I had lung cancer. And he came in, got stuff to help him quit smoking. And I talked to him. I said, you know, this might be good and it's right. But if you ain't got a made up mind to quit, hey man, you ain't gonna quit. I said, if this right here, hey man, I ain't gonna help you quit. Hey man, if lung cancer won't make you quit, I mean, the doctor tells you, because you've smoked, hey man, because you've done these things, you now have cancer. If lung cancer won't stop you from picking up a cigarette, hey man, no Nicorette ain't gonna do it. It's gonna take some willpower. Come on now. It's gonna take saying no. Hey man, they still smoke and found out the cancer's in remission. I talked to him again. I said, man, that's like a fool. I lighting up a Marlboro. I said, my cancer's gone. I'm all right. I said, God helped you and God bless you. And still you mock at it. And you know what? Got the word yesterday. They called in hospice. Cancer's back all over the body. I'm telling you, if we're not careful tonight, God will give us a way out. He'll give us a way to get better. And we'll just push it to the side and say, I know what I'm doing. I can handle my own life. I can handle my own affairs. Hey, man, listen to me tonight. If you ain't never heard me before, hear me right now. Why am I trying to help somebody? If you're not careful, you'll sit down the house of God, die and lose your relationship with God. I said, you'll die right here in the house of the Lord.
Amen. I got to thinking, I mean, the misery of this woman. I got to thinking about the mind of this woman, how she thought. Now, I don't know how these men knew, but I think Luke recorded and Matthew said, she said within herself, if I could but touch. Maybe she told it afterwards. That's the way I feel like it might have happened. And, you know, telling them what happened. I was just telling myself, if I could just touch him. If I could just touch him, I would be made whole. But can you imagine before she got that attitude, 11 years of sitting in the house? 11 years. I mean, had Jesus passed by this way before? Even had there been opportunity in times past, I don't know. And the only way we can do is speculate. Amen. But how many have sat right on a pew and they said, oh, this is just a life I'm resigned to. This is just how it's got to be. Amen. I can't get no better. I'll never be above where I'm at. And Jesus passes right by. And he said, I've got more for you. I've got greater blessings. I've got a closer walk. And as it passed by, we've got that mindset, amen, that I just can't. There's no way. And the devil just keeps repeating it over and over to us. This is the way you got to live. Hey, and this is the way you got to be. Amen. You know, my daddy told me here a while back. He said, when he told me I had lung cancer, I need to stop working. Amen. And I need to just go home and rest because the chemo and the radiation is going to take a toll on me. He said, I thought if I'm going to die, I'm going to die in the garden. Amen. I'm going to die planting my garden, feeding my goats. I'll die by the pen. And I believe to this day that's what kept him alive. Amen. I believe this to this day that's what kept him going. Amen. That want to say, hey, I ain't going to let cancer kick me. I ain't going to let it get me down. Yes, there was bouts of depression. And there was times of despair. But you know what? He got out of the house. Amen. Some of you need to get off the pew and get to Christ. Amen. Get the mind made up and say within yourself, enough's enough. I'm tired of getting in and getting back out. I'm tired of shouting in revival and being down the next week. I'm tired of being on fire 1 month and lukewarm the next. I'm tired of cutting off the music and putting it back in the CD player. Amen. After revival, come on now. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm tired of having my mind on things, getting deliverance, and going back to them again. I said, we need to get our mind made up. I am coming out.
Amen. You know, I read after one commentary that said that she was draped in superstition. And that's what brought her to Christ. I don't know that to be true. I said, how would she have known?
I think she heard. When she heard, the Bible said that Jesus was coming by. You read history on this thing. You know what one of the remedies was for what she had? Dig 7 holes. Fill it up with sticks 4 years and older in each 7 holes. Light fire to all the sticks in all the 7 holes. And go sit down by each hole and say, I'm not sick. Go to the next one. I'm not sick. Go to the next one. I'm not sick. Amen. Until you get to the 7th one and saying, I'm not sick. Can you imagine her dismay if she did that? After doing all that work, after 7 times, amen, she got up, she's still sick. I know what some of you saying. I ain't that big of an idiot. I ain't digging 7 holes. I ain't going to cut down a bunch of sticks. That's just superstition. Amen. You still cross out black cats when they pass. Come on now. Come on. Amen. I don't believe none of that stuff. Amen. Black cat running in front of the car. You're making big X's on the windshield. I don't. Amen. That don't bother me none. You know I'm telling the truth. Amen. And that's where we are a lot of times. And we're draped up in that. And you know what? We'll say, well, amen, I ain't that foolish. You can't pay me for that big. Amen. Watch my language here. Amen. You just can't. I ain't that stupid at times. Can I tell you, when you know deliverance in the house, when you know God's got the answer, and time again you try, I'm going to do better. And you try, I can do it by myself. I don't need God. And you put it up in the closet. Or you put it up under the bed. Or you throw it out the window. Amen. Or go back and pick it up. Amen. Or go back to it again. And you say, well, I'm not reading this till I read my Bible. I'm putting down the books. I'm getting in the Word of God. 2 weeks later, it's back in the novels. I'm not against reading. I'm not against other books. But if this ain't your primary love, there's trouble somewhere. Amen. On the computer, when you should be in the book. Come on now. Amen. Deliverance is passing by. And we wonder why we can't get help. We wonder why hearts can't get stirred. We wonder why we can't have individual revival. I'm telling you why we're sitting in the house. But you know what happened? She got rid of superstition. And she touched the supernatural. She got a hold of God. And it changed everything. It changed her heart. It changed her life. Amen. She wasn't sick anymore. But delivered by the power of God.
Amen. Oh. Do you think? Now, Bible says she came in behind him. It's just me. Mark records it. Either Mark or Matthew. And Luke, I think it is, records it. And she came in the press behind him. Number one, she had to fight the crowd. Notice her move and her desire to get to Christ. She had to fight that crowd to get to him. She had to come in sneaking. And she knew how it was to try to get around and not be seen. She knew how it was to sit back and hope that the preacher don't make eye contact. She knew how it was. Hey man, to hope and all. Hope the man of God don't call my name. Hope he don't point me out. Amen. Oh. She came in behind him. And because of what society had made her, what they said about her, she came in. Now, this is me. Amen. I just think that shame and disgrace of what she had become. And because of that disease she had, she didn't feel worthy. Amen. She felt like others didn't see her worthy enough to even get to him. Amen. But as she pressed through that crowd, amen, she touched the hem of his garment. That's what the Bible said. Amen. She touched the hem of his garment. Amen. She fought the crowd. Amen. But somewhere in there, on that last press, amen, as her hands reached out, I don't know if she had her eyes closed. I don't know if she was on her knees or ever how it might out of him, but somewhere. Amen. I pictured this down on her knees, crawling to him. And somewhere she reached out her hand just far enough. And she was saying within herself, if I can touch him, I won't have to go back home like I came. If I can touch him, I shall, amen, get some help. Ain't what she said. If I can touch him, amen, then I'll get some relief for a few days. If I can touch him, amen, then I'll feel better for a week or so. She said, if I could but touch the hem of this garment, I shall be made whole. And somewhere in that multitude, somewhere in that crowd, she got a hold to him. And the power, I said the power, amen, left the body of Christ and flowed in that woman. And immediately, I said immediately, amen, she was made whole. What you need to do tonight is get off your seat and do nothing. Stop having your pity party. Amen. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. And reach out and say, I've got to have him. I can't die like this. I can't let go like this. I've got to have Christ.
I know some of you already picked out who I'm preaching to. Ain't just one. It's a few I'm talking to tonight. You know, you reckon when she was in that house, she was unnoticed. They knew she was there. Amen. Just like God knows your heart. He knows what you are outside these doors. I was in here praying last night. I ain't trying to be nothing, I ain't. I'm just who I am. Man, faces begin to come before me. And things you've been battling with. Disappointments. Issues that you put down and you pick up again. I thought, Lord, where's the answer? It's like the Holy Ghost just blew past me, Sister Martha. And Jesus said, I am the answer. He said, I've reached out my hand. You have not responded. Oh, I try to reprove you. I try to counsel you. Will not hearken while he's passing by. Bible said she told everybody. She declared the truth. Can you imagine the words of her testimony? I'm whole. After 11 years, I'm whole. I tell this and I'm closing. But Jeremy Morris is in Virginia. Raised in a Christian home, played saxophone, piano. Man, them boys could, y'all knew him. He came down, remember the Morris boys came down and preached that youth weekend. Man, sang, play anything. Them boys were handsome boys. And when they got older, went to school and the world began to pull on them. Brother Phil called me one night. He said, oh, Brother Jim, pray for my boy. I said, yeah, you know, he had more boys, Ben, John, Nathan. Ben's the first one came to mind. I said, is it Ben? He said, no, it's Jeremy. Brother Roth, we've been in revival, 5-week revival. I seen that boy come off the piano, shouting, running. They get those cymbals. They get anointed, man. They be playing those like it wasn't a band. Tow, tow. A shout and playing them right in beat. And I went and got him. And make a long story short, we ended up out in Virginia. Jim Richardson's in the fellowship hall. And we was talking, and he was telling me all these things he had done. I said, Jeremy, how does a boy like you, get into a place like this? He said, Brother Jim, He said, I know when my brother got saved. He said, I can tell you the night Nathan got the Holy Ghost. He said, I can tell you the night John got saved. I was there. He said, I cannot point back and show you an experience I ever had with God. He said, I was always made to go. He said, I learned to shout. I learned to play the part. I never got it for myself. Well, he went on. Lord helped him, and he got that experience for himself. And I thought, how many people hear about the woman but never touch him? How many people sit in a church and hear about deliverance but never get delivered? How many people hear about how great revival is, but to say they had their own personal revival that lasts more than just a short time? Stand to your feet with us tonight. Man, I don't apologize. I really feel like I've heard from heaven. And what God's trying to do right now is reach out his hand to you and say, you don't have to be that way. It don't have to be just in and out and struggling and struggling. You can have victory and deliverance. I know it's awful quiet. But I wonder right now, without calling everybody in, without saying let's all come pray, I wonder who just step out of their seat and say, you know what, Jim? What I really need to do is get that touch. I really, really just need to touch him. The altar's open. Help us, Lord.